This is Akashvani, the news read by Abhineet Shukla. Prime Minister Narendra Modi held bilateral talks with Argentine President Javier Milei in Buenos Aires. They reviewed ongoing cooperation and discussed ways to further enhance India-Argentina partnership in key areas including defence, agriculture, mining, oil and gas, renewable energy, trade and investment, and people-to-people ties. In his departure statement before embarking on his multi-nation visit, the Prime Minister had called Argentina a key economic partner in Latin America and a close collaborator in G20. Mr. Modi began his day by paying respects at the statue of General José de San Martín, Argentina's revered freedom fighter and national hero. He is in Argentina as part of his ongoing five-nation visit that aims to strengthen India's engagement with the Global South. The heads of state from BRICS member countries and partner countries descend in Rio de Janeiro for the 17th edition of the summit to be held on July 6th and the 7th. Prime Minister Narendra Modi is arriving in the evening today according to the local time in Rio de Janeiro and early morning according to the India time. World Bank has placed India among world's most equal societies. According to the World Bank, India's Gini index stands at 25.5, making it the fourth most equal country in the world after the Slovak Republic, Slovenia, and Belarus. The Gini index is a simple yet powerful way to understand how income, wealth, or consumption is equally distributed across households or individuals in a country. India falls into the moderately low inequality category, which includes Gini scores between 25 and 30. The United States Department of Justice has informed Indian authorities that Nihal Modi, brother of fugitive economic offender Nirav Modi, was arrested by US authorities yesterday. The arrest has been made following an extradition request jointly submitted by the Enforcement Directorate and the Central Bureau of Investigation. India's policies are strategically structured to transform the nation from a $4 trillion economy to a $32 trillion economy by 2047, said Mr. Piyush Goyal, Minister of Commerce and Industry. Speaking at IIT Madras Sangam 2025 Global Innovation and Alumni Summit held in Bengaluru today, he said forward-looking policies of the government have already positioned India as the fifth largest economy in the world and the country is poised to become the third largest by 2028. Mr. Goyal added that policies and programs of the government are shaping a future-ready India, an India that embraces technology and leads in fields like artificial intelligence, quantum computing, and more. In Jharkhand, four people died today after a portion of abandoned coal mine collapsed today in Mahua Tungri of Mandu block area in Ramgarh district. The mishap took place during an illegal mining in Central Coalfield Limited project. The incident occurred in the early hours at Karmak area of Kuju outpost in the district. Rescue team has pulled out six people alive out of the total 10 people who were buried under the debris. All the rescued persons have been admitted to the hospital. Ramgarh Superintendent of Police Ajay Kumar said that the police extended cooperation in the rescue operation. In Bihar, a special investigation team has been constituted to probe the murder case of prominent industrialist of the state, Gopal Khemka. Superintendent of Police of Patna Central will head the team. An unidentified assailant shot and killed Khemka last night in front of his residence in Patna. Following the incident, Chief Minister Nitish Kumar held a high-level review meeting today with the Director General of Police Vinay Kumar and other senior officials to assess the law and order situation in the state. In cricket, Shubman Gill got out at a score of 161 as India set a 608-run target for England in the ongoing second test at Edgbaston, Birmingham today, while Jadeja slammed a half-century. Gill has broken Virat Kohli's record of most runs in debut series as India's test captain. He has also become the India player with highest aggregate in a test match. In squash, India's Anahat Singh clinched the Asia Under-19 Squash Championship title with a dominant 3-0 victory over Hong Kong China's Chung Tc in the final. She won in straight games and secured the gold medal in Gimcheon in South Korea today. And that is the end of this news bulletin.